The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
You think your boyfriend Ian is cheating on you? What's going on?
Well, me and my boyfriend have been together for a while now, and since his ex moved back into town, he's kind of been hanging out with him a little bit more and more lately. Basically, when they broke up, me and Ian started dating, and he just moved back in to town, into Charlotte, and he told Ian that he needed help finding some properties, and Ian's a real estate agent, so he told me about it, which I appreciate, but at the same time, he ended up helping him anyways, and I mean, it's been about 3 weeks now, and almost every weekend, they're out all day together looking at houses, and it seems like they're spending an inappropriate amount of time together, and I kind of have a bad feeling in the pit of my stomach about it.
Wow, okay. That was a lot.
It was a lot. Maybe they just, and with all the other clients, he never spends this much time with them?
I mean, he works really hard, but I've never seen him give this much attention to anybody else.
Well, maybe it's just because he knows him, you know? I mean, typically you don't know the people that hire you, so maybe he feels more allegiance to that person. I know there's a sticky background there, but, you know, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but either way, if Hunter said no, I don't want you to do this, Ian, I don't want you to, you know, can you not sell the guy a house?
Of course. Have you had that conversation?
And that's the thing. I totally have told him that. And I've expressed to him several times that I'm really uncomfortable about it. And he just keeps telling me that everyone's a client and, you know, he needs to pursue every opportunity that he has on his table. And I get that, but at the same time, this is one person. It's not, Charlotte's a big place. There's plenty of people to sell houses to. He doesn't need to be calling his ex to get business from. I think it's very inappropriate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough. Let's call and find out if there's anything going on. The ex back in the picture. We'll see who Ian sends it to. The ex's name is?
Ex's name is Kyle.
All right. Roy, you ready?
Yeah, I'm donning up and here we go.
And my name is Kelly. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling with some great news. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. Our company is trying something a little new, and we are giving away ultimate date night packages. And we somebody tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get this.
Oh, wow. What a surprise.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's great.
So I have dinner for two, a bottle of champagne, and movie tickets for you to share with someone you love.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All for me? Wow, that is wonderful. That's so sweet of you.
Thank you.
Honey, you are putting me in a little bit of predicament. I have two very special people in my life at this time. Would it be possible to, maybe split up the prizes between, different people? Would that be okay?
Oh, you know what, Ian? Unfortunately, we cannot. You'll have to choose just one person to share it with.
Oh, okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, no, I understand.
I'm so sorry about that.
Why don't you go ahead and make it out to, why don't we go ahead and do it for Ian and Kyle, please? That'd be great.
Okay, so for you and Kyle. Now, Ian, I do want to remind you that this is a romantic package. Are you, Kyle someone you're romantic with?
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay.
You could say that, yeah.
Would you like us to deliver a message for you?
Well, this is great. If you could just say, hey, sweetie, don't worry. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Love, Ian. That would be great.
All right.
Thank you so much. This is amazing. I was not expecting this when I woke up this morning.
All right. Well, I don't think you're going to be expecting this next part either, but your boyfriend Hunter is on the phone, Ian.
What? Ian, you're such a slut.
Son?
Yeah, hi. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. This is War of the Roses. It's where we catch cheaters.
Oh, this thing. Oh, this is ick.
Why do you believe that you said that you have two? You have two people in your life that you're romantic with right now? What the hell does that mean, Ian?
Just simmer down. Don't get all dramatic, okay? Just don't. I can't deal with you right now.
Old queen can go be happy as hell together. I know that you've been cheating on me. I knew it.
Oh, that's just rich. Look at the princess calling people queens. Oh, my God. This is so sad. This is so you. There's nothing going on, okay?
How can you say there's nothing going on? We told you it's a romantic package.
More than once.
And you said, yes, we're romantic, and your message to him was to, we'll figure things out.
And there's multiple people in your life. You wanted to split up the package.
Okay, so let's just make something clear. First of all, there's not really a package, right? Am I reading that?
No, you're not getting anything.
No.
Okay. So, first of all, you're all liars. So your opinion means nothing.
So you're admitting right now you are romantically involved with another man besides your boyfriend. You are cheating. That's that.
Excuse me. I don't even know you, but if you could stop putting things in my mouth,
I'm not putting anything in your mouth,
okay?
Okay.
That's okay. Go with old Kyle. I don't care. They're saggy, wrinkly, and disgusting. Oh, okay. It's like a fake.
Okay.
Hunter, you have your answer, buddy.
Thank you guys so much for helping. I really appreciate it.
And by the way, you guys just lost a listener, okay?
Want more War of the Roses? Listen to them on demand anytime using the KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.